Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. At least three of us are wearing some Caps gear today. You didn't get the memo, Jason.
I didn't.
It's all good.
I mean, the only Caps gear I really have are jerseys.
Right.
But
I thought about wearing my Ovi jersey.
It's Masters Week.
It is Masters Week.
I mean, we got a lot to get into.
Monday. I get pumped.
But today we're celebrating Ovi. We'll sprinkle a little national championship, Final Four talk.
Mm-hmm. Today's Ovi's day. I mean, Ovi's earned this day.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Join us right now to give us a little more insight. Jumping on the Rude Guest Hotline is our pal Tariq El Bashir from Monumental Sports. Hey, Tariq.
Good morning, fellas. Stuff.
Are you on your way back?
No, I flew in last night. I'm actually on my way back to the studio in D.C.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I left at like 7 o'clock last night.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Could you have scripted a better finish here these last few days? I guess if it would finish at home, maybe. But other than that, it was freaking perfect.
You know, I agree with you. I think the only thing that could have made it better would be had he finished it Friday at home or Thursday against Carolina. But look, man, Ovi's going to do what he does. And I feel like, for me, that was the perfect ending because it was on his trademark shot, right? It was on the power play, in the circle. The shot that we've been watching for 20 years now where, you know, everyone in the building knows it's coming. The goaltender knows it's coming. The D-man that's in front of him knows it's coming. You can't see any net, and he still finds a way to catch the puck and release it better than anyone in the history of the NHL and put it through the goaltender. So the fact that it happened from the OB office on his shot, I think just made it absolutely perfect.
Tariq, do you recall being in a more electric building? I made the trip up with two of my kids, and anytime Ovi was even close to the puck before he scored the record-breaking goal, like, everybody in the crowd, like, they'd start getting out of their seats. They'd start getting their phones out to try to capture that moment in history. Do you recall an arena being so locked in on an event that was happening on the ice before yesterday?
I do feel like when he scored 893 and 894, that was really loud, especially those last couple of minutes when he was pushing for 895 at home.
Yeah.
I feel like had the Caps won the Stanley Cup on F Street, it might have been that way,
yeah.
But I mean that was top three loudest buildings, hockey buildings I've ever been in, and so you were there. I mean, that was 60-40 Caps fans.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was insane, man. Like before the game even started, you know, like the players weren't even out on the ice yet, And you know, like
the Islanders got booed when they came on the ice.
Yeah, it was wild. And like Caps fans were amassing behind the goal that he ultimately scored on. They had signs. Yep. There was a ton of red in the arena. It was just a fun event all the way around. And
it was
like, I tip my hat too to the Islanders fans. They seemed in on it too. Like they weren't like booing Caps fans. Any Islanders fans I encountered, you know, throughout the arena, they were cool and they were nice. So they were there to watch it too.
Absolutely. I also feel like, and I popped my head, I was under the building for a lot of it doing interviews, but I popped my head out several times, like just during play. Not only were there a lot of Caps fans and Islanders fans, they were just hockey fans mm-hmm. there too. There were guys, people wearing jerseys from teams that weren't involved in the game.
Right.
There were people there that were there to see history. And it was awesome that Ovi delivered there. I mean, just could not have been a better night. Having, you know, Gary Bettman and Wayne Gretzky and Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie. I mean, there's just so many people who've been important to this chase that were there and there to celebrate with him in the locker room. You know, and it was also awesome that, you know, Wilson and Strome got the assist. Yeah, I think the only thing that could have been better would be maybe Carlson getting in on that, but... it was fantastic.
Talking to Tariq El-Bashir, who joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Shifting kind of towards the team aspect of it, do you think the chase was exhausting to the team and has affected them on the ice somewhat as they seem to be slumping a little bit?
Yeah, it did. I don't know what they would tell you, but I could tell just as a person who's covered this team for a couple of decades and just being around teams that have had big things in front of them or had gone through stuff, and you could tell that they were starting to feel the pressure as Ovi got closer. I think there are a lot of things going on with the downturn in play and performance. I wouldn't attribute it all to the Ovi chase, but certainly some of it was just the pressure of the additional interviews and, extra media being around and just knowing that every time you turn the TV on, it's the great case, you know, it's on leading SportsCenter. It's, I do think that played a role, but, you know, there have been some other things as well. When you're up double digits in your division with some time to go and you ran out of gas in the playoffs last year, you know, human nature says, maybe I should just dial it back a little bit. And in the NHL, if you dial it back 5-10%, you're going to lose the hockey game. And so there's a little bit of that going on too. But I do feel like, we were talking about Ovi's goal being the perfect goal for $8.95. I also think this was good timing for it too, because now it allows them here these next 3 days of no games, they can properly celebrate it. And on Thursday night, I'm sure the Caps are going to do something wonderful for Ovi at Capital One Arena. But then you'll still have time, right? It didn't happen in the last game of the season. You'll have time to celebrate it properly, but then recalibrate and get yourselves locked in for the first round of the playoffs. My concern all along was that he was going to do it like April 17th in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm, right? And then there would be like the air out of the balloon, and then they would have to get ramped back up for the playoffs 48 hours later. But now they've got time to enjoy and savor the milestone, but also get their game in order because they have some work to do here.
Joined by Tariq El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. So I'm getting a little ahead of myself here because I know we have a hopefully long Caps playoff run ahead of us. But what do you think the future is for Ovi? He has 1 year left on his deal. I think with the team being as good as they are, I think it's a certainty that he comes back for that last year of his contract. I mean, I don't know whether he would be open to signing an extension. That's a little too far down the road. But what do you think his future holds specifically about? Does he fulfill that last year of his contract next year?
You know, that's a great question because everyone's talking about it. Everyone around the team, outside the team, around the NHL, everyone's talking about it. My sense is that the fact that the team is good now and is projected to be good again next year, I mean, essentially the entire team comes back. The only UFA that still needs to be re-signed is Nick Dowd, and I assume that's going to happen at some point here. Ovi wants to win another Stanley Cup, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if they were to win the Cup this year and he broke Wayne Gretzky's record, would that impact things? Maybe. But then he's still an intensely competitive guy, and having this now behind him and a potentially long playoff run in front of them, and knowing that the team should still be good next year. Oh, and there's 9.5 million reasons to come back next year as well. That's a whole other generation of OB juniors that don't have to work. I think there's a lot of motivation for Alex to keep going. And you know what? 900's a big number too.
Like, yeah.
He probably isn't thinking about this at the moment, but like he wants to get to 925 or 930 and make sure that Austin Matthews and Leon Draisaitl and those guys can never catch him, right? And he still loves playing the game. Just watch him. Look at the slide on his stomach. Look at the jubilation in with his team guys there on the ice. He still loves playing the game, being in the locker room, being the captain, being the center of attention. So that's a long-winded way of saying, short of them winning it all this year and, you know, him riding off into the sunset with a storybook ending, I'm expecting him to come back next year and honor the last year of his contract. I do not think he will sign an extension. I think next year will be his final year.
And then is it just assumed that he's going to go play in the KHL for a few years? That's what I keep hearing.
That's kind of how it works. I mean, you know, Ovi is so big in Russian hockey that he could, if he didn't want to or he physically couldn't, I think he could probably wiggle his way out of that. But we've seen that with other players, Fedorov and I'm trying to think of Datsyuk and Kovalchuk. Those guys all went back and played for the teams that were their club teams as kids for the most part, and then became figurehead GMs or coaches afterwards. I absolutely could see Ovi play next year and then go back and score 35, 40 goals in the KHL with Moscow Dynamo and then become the general manager of the hockey team. I could absolutely see that.
Tark, I thought it was a cool moment on Friday when Wayne Gretzky went into the locker room and he kind of shared a joke with Ryan Leonard, who got his first career goal on the empty netter. As kind of a novice hockey fan, casual hockey fan, I don't necessarily have the eye that you have. Tell us what Ryan Leonard brings to this team.
Oh, my goodness. He has really been surprising to me. I the jump from NCAA to the NHL is a massive leap. It's bigger than AHL to NHL by a lot. And the fact that he stepped right into playing against grown men who have, you know, dad strength from straight for playing against, you know, college kids in NCAA and performing the way that he does or has been, I think, really eye-opening and heartening for Capitals observers. I mean, because no one knew whether he was going to be able to keep pace and make an impact on a game, and he has. You know, that's it. It hasn't been perfect. You know, he's not out there skating around everyone and scoring goals yet. You know, he had that nice empty netter. But, I mean, he's physical. He's tenacious. He's not afraid to, you know, mix it up and get in there. He goes hard to the net. I mean, there are some defensive details that are going to have to get cleaned up. But he's, what, 4 games into his NHL career? And what a ride it has been for him. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You just got bounced in the NCAA tournament. You were the number one seed, so that you're all disappointed. You sign your contract, you show up in Washington, and you walk right into the Great Chase. And then you score a goal in the Great Chase and get congratulated by Wayne Gretzky in the locker room afterwards. He has to be like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Life heater for that guy.
So, Tark, I asked you this before, last time I think we had you on the show, and I was just kind of looking at the Vegas futures of all the teams that they put the odds on to win the Stanley Cup. And at the time, I think the Caps were probably 7th or 8th on this list. And currently, they are 7th. And I'm just wondering, there are teams like Toronto are ahead of them, Florida's ahead of them, Carolina's ahead of them, Dallas is ahead of them. I'm just wondering, why do you think they're not getting the national love in the Vegas markets?
Yeah.
Because they,
yeah,
I mean, they've got 108 points or 107 points.
Yeah, there is kind of a perception out there, you know, from Vegas and even from some pundits around the league that the Caps aren't maybe ready for prime time or ready to win a championship. This is not a championship caliber team. I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. You look at the way championship teams are built, and the thing that always stands out to me, you got to have great goaltending. You know, Logan Thompson's dinged up right now and hadn't been playing at his best, but, you know, he's had a great year. For a lot of this year, he was one of the best goalies in the league. I mean, it was him and Connor Hellebuck for the first, you know, probably half of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Lindgren is playing really well for the most part. But then it's the depth of a team that really stands out to me. The Capitals don't have...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Like a superstar who has to drive the bus or a group of superstars, you know, 3-4 players like Edmonton, and then have a big drop off to that next group of players. The delta between the top players on the Capitals and the rank and file, shall we say, you know, the third and fourth liners, it isn't that big. And that's what helps teams in the playoffs. When you're facing a team in the playoffs, you're able to focus on shutting down the top guys. And sometimes the top guys kind of cancel themselves out, and you've got to rely on, your depth players, your role players to really carry the load at certain times. And the Capitals' depth players, their role players, are better than most teams' role players. So go ahead and shut down Ovi and Strom, and Dubois and Mangiapane might get you, right? Shut down those two, and, you know, Nick Dowd can score a big goal for you. Beauvillier could score a big goal for you. Ryan Leonard is going to probably play a decent-sized role for them. Also, and I would say the final component is the defense. And the Caps' defense is as deep and as good 1-6 as any team in the league. So you put all those factors together, and when I look at the Vegas futures and I look at what people are saying about the Caps going in the playoffs, I honestly scratch my head. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see what you're seeing.
Yeah.
I don't see what they're seeing. I see a team that should have as good a chance as any team in the league at making a run at the Stanley Cup.
All right, Tark, great stuff. You're probably exhausted from this chase as well. Rest up before the playoffs, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tark.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, Matt.
It's Tark El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network. Coming up a little bit later, Craig Lachlan, the Locker, will join us from Monumental Sports, the color analyst on the Capitals. But next, did Duke choke or did Houston beat him to advance to the national championship game tonight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.